The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Nick presents hashtag 90s Power Party at this year's EP starring Mark McCabe, the Venga Boys and Two Unlimited. Now, Electric Picnic, as we know, completely sold out. And we got four VIP tickets with lots of perks to give away. Somebody is going to win all those tickets tomorrow, whoever goes into the draw. That is going to be happening just before 2 o'clock. It's four VIP weekend tickets, £400 spending money, £400 worth of one for all vouchers and four €25 Just Eat vouchers, which you can get a nice takeaway after the amazing weekend you'll have in Stradbally. You will also stay Saturday and Sunday at the five-star Heritage Hotel in Killinard. So we want to get somebody else into the draw. We want you to give us your best maniac. This was Eileen won yesterday.
She said, greetings, hold tight with the new jam, hold tight with the mic in the left hand. This mean I'm up on the group tip. I ready now, move to the roof, not lie. It has no meaning. I ready now, move to the madness. For the party, night to you. We bring this group to you.
Woo! Was some competition yesterday. Wasn't she great?
She was actually pretty good, in fairness.
Yeah, we did Eileen 1 and Eileen 2. So anyway, that was our qualifier from yesterday. So we want to get another qualifier now to go into the draw just before 2 o'clock tomorrow for the four VIP weekend tickets to Electric Picnic. Audrey O'Hagan, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Hey,
how
Audrey. Are you? You're working in Dublin Airport, Audrey, are you?
I am, yeah.
What you
I'm
do out there?
I'm in communications.
Oh, very good.
See, Mark just perked up there, Audrey. Mark has a major thing about planes.
I love planes.
Oh, really? Are you one of the hashtag Avgie?
He's one of those people who parks down the back of the airport runway about 2 in the morning with his binoculars, Audrey.
So what?
Oh, we love those people.
Oh, look, she's looking up to you already, so you're going to pick her. I'm on to you, Audrey.
Can I ask Audrey something? This is a real geeky question.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I know.
Yeah. I dread to think.
Audrey, is this kind of rumour floating around that the A380 is eventually you're going to come out of Dublin Airport? Is the truth in that?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Sorry. Okay.
What is that exactly? Is that a plane?
It's a big plane.
It is a big plane.
A very, very big plane.
Don't speak to me like I'm stupid, Mark.
Biggest plane in the world, Jenny.
No respect. All right, Audrey, hang on the line there. Roisin Mars in Carlow. How are you, Roisin?
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hey, Roisin.
Hi, Mark.
You well?
Alright, sure, I'm grand. Even better now I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Look at you. Now, you don't work with planes, Roisin, do you?
I don't, but I'm sure I have a thing or two that might interest Mark. If
go on, do tell. You have the airwaves there, Roisin.
No, I work in marketing in a hotel, so, you know, there's plenty of other things.
If you're ever looking for somewhere to stay.
Or and look, a stainless steel kettle. A stainless steel teapot.
Or whatever.
Or a plate set.
Oh, would you stop? Okay, right. Well, look, Audrey is going to go first. We're going to give you a chance to rap. Have you been practicing, Audrey?
I have been practicing, yeah.
Oh,
I will. Yeah,
okay.
I've been doing a bit of practice.
All right, I have a good feeling about you, Audrey, okay? So, in your own time, give us your best maniac.
Okay. She said, greetings, hold tight with a new jam, hold tight with the mic in the left hand. It's me, I'm up on the groove tip. Are you ready now? Move to the roof now, life. It has no meaning. Are you ready now? Move to the madness.
Woo!
I'm on a party, not to you. We bring this group to you.
You're getting into it there towards the end.
I'm telling you. I felt like if we could have just let you continue there for a while, Audrey. That was fantastic. Do you ever do that in karaoke or anything?
I say it. That's what you usually do in about 2:30 in the morning. And you know that last set that comes on your night out.
Are you sitting at your desk and work?
No, God, I'm not hiding under a flight of stairs. I'm not joking.
She's out the back of the runway looking at the plane watchers. All right, hang on there, Audrey. Very good, I have to say. Roisin, do you think you're going to top that?
I'd like to hope so.
That is fighting talk.
I done a little bit of rapping at my sister's wedding 5 weeks ago.
Hey.
Rapped the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for my bridesmaid's speech. So I'd like to give a run for her money, yeah.
Give us a bit of that as well.
Give us a little bit of that before you get into it.
Oh, God.
This is a story all about how...
In West Ballinabrana, she was born and raised by the Wooden Tavern, where she spent most of her days picking strawberries, hitting balls, kicking shuttles too, with Mom and Dad, with Nettie Hesner break Mom and Dad's rules. When just down the road in sunny Tremor, Kev was making money selling coals from door to door. Little did he know at that time in his life, one day he'd make that Carlo girl his wife.
Hey!
What's your sister's name, Roisin? Aoife. All right. Well, congratulations to them anyway. Yeah. So you're kind of warmed up now. You're good to go. So Roisin, in your own time, give us your best maniac.
Okay. She said, greetings, hold tight with a new jam, hold tight with the mic in the left hand. It's me, I'm up on the roof, tip by your red now, move to the roof, now life. It has no meaning. Are you ready now, move to the madness? This party night to you, we bring this group to you.
Yay!
Yeah!
Love it, Roisin. Well, that's going to be really hard for you to pick, Mark. So I think we might take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll let you gather your thoughts. Audrey and Roisin, will you hang on the line for us there, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We are back with our results after these. Put another one of our listeners into the draw tomorrow before 2 o'clock for 4 VIP tickets for the weekend for Electric Picnic with cash, with hotel accommodation, with vouchers, everything they could possibly need for an amazing weekend at Stradbally. So Audrey and Roisin, you're both still there, yes?
Yeah,
now they both gave us an amazing wrap off, both their own great versions of Maniac. Sadly, there can only be one qualifier and winner today. So, Mark, who do you reckon you're going to go with?
It's another tough one today. I thought you were quite good, both of you, very similar in style.
Quite good, quite brilliant, Mark.
Where's the timpani? Where's the timpani roll?
Where's that? Oh, I'll give it to you now. Yeah, all right, the winner.
The drama.
Of today.
It's been a tough decision to make.
Oh, God. Fingers crossed.
But today it's going to go to Audrey O'Hagan in Whitehall.
Oh, I detest.
Sorry, Roisin.
I detest, Mark.
I'm really sorry.
Do you know what, though?
It's all those airplanes.
Now, if Audrey gets picked out tomorrow now, she could do the decent thing, Roisin, and bring you as well.
She could. Audrey,
there you go.
I'm definitely free that weekend.
She's my new best friend.
Absolutely.
That'd be lovely. God, we're like, I don't know. I was going to say we're like Tinder, but that's a totally different show. So we're not. Hang on the line there, girls. We get your details. Both of you are getting a signed copy of Maniac on CD.
We can do that, and that's worth more than any hotel trip or weekend away, or know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You're such a dreamboat, really, Mark. She's a dreamboat. Hang on the line there, girls, and we wish Audrey the very best of luck in the draw tomorrow. It'd be lovely, actually, if she brought Roisin.
It would.
Do you reckon she will?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
This is TLC One.